Hola. Ay, Dios mío, it's Thursday. Time for Jackie's Vida Loca, where every week we divulge our Latino secrets, talk about our crazy Latino culture, gossip about our crazy Latino friends and relatives, and interview the craziest, the funniest Latino comedians on the Latino comedy scene. Welcome to my crazy life. Jackie's Vida Loca.
Hola, everybody. This is Jackie Dollar, and welcome. Welcome to My Crazy Life, my new show, Jackie's Vida Loca. It's our inaugural show, and let me tell you something. I could not be more excited about this first show because we have an amazing show in store for you. We've got two of my really great friends in the comedy world, I should say. New York City comedian and bad boy Edgar Rivera is going to join us in a little while. And then, of course, we have the Latina comedy pioneer who is taking Hollywood by storm. She's also my dear friend, Kiki Melendez. She is going to be joining us later. But I want to tell you a little bit about the show, a little bit about myself. I mean, first of all, I want to send a shout-out to all my friends, my family, fans of the show. We already have fans of the show on Facebook. I'm so thrilled. All those guys out there in Miami, Los Angeles, Texas, New York, even Puerto Rico, everyone that's out there that's listening right now, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have a great time together. And let me tell you, if you want to join the show and participate, all you need to do is call us at 914-338-1303. That's our call-in number, and we're going to be taking calls the entire show, so don't be shy and don't be chicken, because this is a totally interactive show. Okay, so first, let me tell you a little bit about myself for those of you who are out there who do not know me. I am a self-proclaimed feisty Latina, okay? I admit it. I come from New York City, born to a Puerto Rican mama. She is so beautiful. She is my little angel. Her name is Paulita, and a Russian Jewish dad. His name was Joe. So basically that makes me a Jew-Eurican. I was born in New York, but I kind of grew up in Miami, which kind of makes me like a Cubana. Really, seriously, all my Puerto Rican relatives, they definitely think I'm Cubana. Okay, there we go. And so now I live in L.A., which kind of makes me Mexican because the truth is, as anybody who lives here who's Latino knows, all the gringos in L.A. think of us Hispanics as Mexican, which is totally groovy with me. I love me some Mexicans. So anyway, this show, which airs every Thursday at Easy Way Broadcasting from 3 to 4 Pacific, 6 to 7 Eastern, is all about the senseless and irrational things we crazy Latinos do that make us all laugh. And so this is Latino inspired, but truly this is for everyone. And when I talk about like crazy stuff that we do, I mean things like, you know, eating less chicharrones as a part of a healthy diet in order to lose weight. Thank you very much. Or, oh my gosh, all my relatives do this. Eating or never buying our actual dress size, never telling our actual age, never even telling family members when, like, other people in the family pass away. It's just crazy, and that's who we are. That's part of our Latino cultura. So, you know, I'm here to gossip. I'm here to gossip about all that stuff with my Latin comedy stars and the guests of the show. And today, the theme of our show is how I survived my Latino holidays. Honey, I ate the kids this holiday season. Let me tell you something. We went to a Brazilian churrasqueria for New Year's, and I think I ate an entire, like, 70,000 acres of farmland worth of animals. And so I kind of staved myself off of, like, red meat moving forward. But we eat too much. We partied too hard. I want to talk about, like, who embarrassed who this year, who got sick, who wore what, and why on earth, let me ask you this, if anybody out there knows, why on earth do we eat grapes on New Year's? You know, I actually had to Google this because we just did it every year. I had no idea why. So we're going to explore all these things. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions, you know, who came to our party for the holidays and who the hell did we not know that was in our house. Let me ask you something. Why do we Latinos RSVP for two people and show up with 12? How is that acceptable? I don't know. But you know what? We all do it. So this is the kind of stuff we're going to talk about during today's show. Oh, and last but not least, of course, the cleanup. We are cleaning freaks. I'm a cleaning ninja. So, of course, the minute everybody leaves the house, it's like hitting it all with Clorox again. These are the kind of things that we do that, you know, I think it's time we talk about them and air them out on Easy Way Broadcasting during my show, Jackie's Vida Loca. Anyway, let me tell you, there's ways that you can connect with us all week long. So if you want to see what's, you know, going on with my crazy life between Thursday and Thursday, all you need to do is follow me on Twitter at Jackie's Vida Loca. Also, you can connect with us on my fan page on Facebook, Jackie's Vida Loca on Facebook, and you can check out the new photo gallery in there if you want to see the face behind the voice. Meet Jackie on Facebook. And also, we are going to be taking all your requests and suggestions and ideas for upcoming shows at JackieVidaLoca@gmail.com. That's my email address. Once again, JackieVidaLoca@gmail.com. And that's how you can just send us messages, and we'll consider your requests and try to get everybody's ideas on the air. Our next show on January 17th is going to be about Latino beauty. I won't divulge everything, but my guest on that show is going to be Johnny Rey Rodriguez. He is a superstar in Puerto Rico. He has done a bunch of movies, a bunch of TV shows. He's a breakout star here in the U.S. He's now working on a project with Universal, and he's going to tell us all about that. You're going to love him. But in addition to that, we're going to have a surprise guest. I can't really divulge who that is right now, but I know this show is about Latino beauty. So it is about a beauty expert that you're going to want to talk to. But anyway, let's refocus on today, because the holidays were just insane this year. A lot of travel back and forth for me. My husband's family lives in Atlanta, so we went for a little while there, and I kind of celebrate two Christmases. I kind of celebrate like a gringo Christmas first and then the Latino Christmas second. So the gringo Christmas is everybody gathered around the tree. We all exchange presents. We all have a wonderful time. My sister-in-law makes, you know, her typical roast beef. I mean, it's very sane. It's very civilized. It's a really nice family time. We get to color with the kids. It's awesome. But then we come back for our Latino holidays, and I just pray to God that nobody takes their clothes off, okay? I'm serious. It is just crazy here in L.A., and I'm telling you, my friends were, like, texting me at 4 o'clock in the morning on Christmas and New Year. So, you know, we're going to be talking to a couple of those friends that were texting at late hours today. But, you know, Christmas for me was always really a wonderful holiday, and especially because of my Latino background. And just so you know, I'm half Latina and half Russian Jewish. So, you know, I really totally grew up in this sort of multicultural existence where I had these very subdued and tame Jewish relatives, typical New York Jews, and sometimes I break into that. But, you know, the other side was like 53 first cousins, 53. My grandmother had 12 kids, okay? And one of her kids had 11 kids, some of which are probably listening right now. And, you know, I have a million cousins that are scattered across the country, and those cousins also have kids. So I probably have about another 30 second cousins. It's just a massive, massive family on my mom's side. And let me tell you, my grandmother, Abuela Felicita, was a hoot. I mean, this woman was a size 16, but she'd go into the store and buy herself a girdle. She'd strut out of there a size 2. She was, like, super presumida, like, very, very into her looks, even into her, like, late 80s, early 90s. This woman was always, you know, very, very much into her, you know, her appearance and her looks, and she's going to be, like, the hit of my beauty show next week. But in the meantime, she always made holidays so much fun because she made us all kind of come together. And no matter how old we were, because, you know, some of us, like when I was growing up, I was like 5 or 6 and we were up till 3 o'clock in the morning. That didn't make a difference. But, you know, we just had the best time. We would have pernil. We would have arroz con frijoles, arroz with gandules, which is a very typical Puerto Rican thing. We would have coquito, which is like this rum drink made of, I think it's made of rubbing alcohol. I really do. I think it's rubbing alcohol, coconut milk, and cinnamon. We'll drink anything. But we just had the best time. And I can tell you that my relatives, you know, they just went all out. I mean, there was enough food at the table to feed, like, everybody's family. And one of the things we used to love to do was parrandas, and I don't know if any of you guys still do this, but parrandas were where you, like, literally get all the pots and pans out of your, you know, kitchen and the, you know, the spoons to hit them with, and you'd get this caravan of people going from house to house to house, clanking the pans and singing Christmas carols, and visiting everybody, and then you just, like, eat all their food and go to the next house, the neighbor's house, and eat all their food. And by the time Christmas was over, you'd have to, like, literally recuperate like a Red Cross victim in your house because it was just too much food. But, you know, the partying really just continues for us because Christmas is one thing, right? But then you go to New Year's. And then you go to the Three Kings Day, because we don't stop partying until the 6th of January, okay? That's when Three Kings Day is. And when my friend Edgar gets on the phone, we're going to talk to him about the Three Kings Parade in New York. They actually bring live camels and all these, like, over 40-year-old men dress up as wise men, and it's pretty it's pretty hilarious. But anyway, so listen, one of the things I want to share with you today are these crazy Latino rituals that we do for New Year's, okay? And I don't know if you guys are totally aware of these things, but I definitely think some of us need to go into therapy if we actually do them. And by the way, it's only the 10th of January, so it's not too late to do some of these things. But if you missed, you know, 2013's New Year, then we'll have to just wait till next year. Okay, so the first thing that Latinos do, I don't know if you guys knew this, but if you wear red or yellow panties on New Year's, you can improve your love life and you can improve your finances. My advice is really just to make sure you have panties on, okay? No Lindsay Lohan impersonators, por favor, okay? All right. The second New Year's kind of ritual that we do is clean our house for a fresh start. Listen, mamacita, there's no waiting for spring cleaning here. We are going to do all the cleaning immediately after the last guest leaves. The last guest leaves, even if it's 4 a.m. on New Year's, and we're going to do it with Clorox because that's the only way you really get it clean. Clorox on everything, even your toothbrush. Okay? Now, the third kind of New Year's ritual is to write a 2013 wish list. A lista de deseos. It should be your roadmap for the upcoming year. Yeah, mine includes new Coach purse, new Audi A8, a new ass, a new me, and, of course, peace on earth. Those are my first few wishes. Anyway, okay, so we are gearing up for my bad boy from New York City, from the Bronx, okay? Let me introduce to you Edgar Rivera. Okay, Edgar, let me get my little note in front of me. Edgar, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, baby. Can I just give you, like, a king's introduction here?
Go ahead, girl. Do your thing. Do your thing.
All right. Edgar, a.k.a. Tangana, is a New York City Latino comedian who has conquered stand-up comedy in both English and Spanish with his unique storytelling style. Okay, he performed with the New Eurekan Rule, a Latino sketch comedy troupe based out of the legendary New Eurekan Poets Cafe. His father did not agree with him getting into comedy. He wanted him to be a super in the Bronx. We're glad he stuck to comedy because today he's a stand-up and produces comedy shows with artists across the country. We perform together, Edgar. Welcome to our show.
Hey, what's up, girl? Hi, Jackie. How's everybody out there in the West Coast? Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, Happy Drinking Day, Happy everything.
I know. Listen, buddy, I miss you. You need to come and visit me in L.A. because we need to raise some hell over here.
Well, you know what? You could come visit me in New York, too. You know, it works both ways.
All right. All right, what's the temperature in New York? What's the temperature?
It is cold. No, actually, today is not that bad. It's like in the 40s, like upper 40s, 47, so it's not that bad today. Do you hear me?
Jesus.
47? Not that bad?
Not that bad. I mean, it's not that bad, but we're actually a little better. We're like 58, so I think you're going to have to come see me in the beautiful, sunny Los Angeles here.
Definitely. I plan to be out there soon. I'm dying to get out there. Hopefully, within the next couple of months, I'll be out there making those people laugh out there on the West Coast.
For sure, for sure. Well, there's a lot of projects I want to talk to you about. But listen, I want you to tell me and all of our listeners what you did this holiday. What were your holiday plans?
Well, the holidays were okay this year. I mean, I don't know about you, but I didn't really feel them, you know? I mean, I wasn't really feeling the holidays this year. I think it gets to a point that when you grow up and you got to buy the gifts, it's not the same. It's not the same, you know? And then, I went to my brother's house, and my nephew got like 32 gifts. 32 gifts. He opened 32 gifts in front of me. You know how depressing that made me feel?
Let me ask you: Is there a present that you wanted that you didn't get this year?
Not really. I didn't really get nothing. I'm telling you, I'm old.
Oh, geez, you are getting old. Okay, listen. Let me ask you this. Because you come from where I kind of come from, right? Like, we're both PR Puerto Ricans, right? And I remember there was some really weird-ass food growing up that we used to eat. And I'm just wondering, is there any, like, weird Latino food that you guys used to eat for Christmas that we can compare notes on?
But you know what? It's funny that you ask. Cause this year, my family went all out. You know, like, for Christmas, we had a sopa de camarones. Shrimp soup, you know, for the first time. And for New Year's, for the first time ever, we had a guiso de pollo. Do you know what a guiso is?
Yeah, I know what a guiso is. It's like a stew, right?
It's a big, heavy stew with all kinds of yams and chicken and everything that grows on earth. It was so big. It took like two burners on the stove. That's how big that caldero my father had. It was incredible.
Hey, let me ask you, did you guys ever eat like morcillas? Do you know what morcillas are?
I know exactly what morcillas are, and I am that Puerto Rican that does not eat morcillas. I don't know. It's not my style. As a kid, I was born in Puerto Rico, so I saw when they did the whole process of killing the pig, hearing the pig squeal, and how they packed
those
morcillas.
Oh, man, don't go there.
Oh,
man. I'd rather just think that those intestines don't really come from a real pig, you know? But
yeah,
for those of you who don't know, morcillas are pig intestines that are stuffed with rice and blood, and they're fried. And if you put all that I just said aside, they actually really taste very good. But, you know, some people just can't put that. What's that?
You've had them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll eat morcillas.
I know. You know what? The chances are that if I do have them, I'm probably going to love it and eat it. But, you know, so now I'll stick away from it, you know.
Yeah, you can't think about what they are. You can't really think about that.
No.
So let me ask you, I know you had a pretty subdued holiday this year, but can you tell me about, like, the best holiday party you ever went to and what kind of things you guys did?
You know what? What comes to mind first, I think, that, like, the best holidays and parties that I remember was as a kid when my parents used to take us back to Puerto Rico for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
and we used to go do parrandas. That was the best. That's what I remember. Like the highlights of my holidays would be as a kid going back to Puerto Rico and doing parrandas. And for those of you who are listening and don't know what a parranda is, a whole bunch of Puerto Ricans getting together in the middle of the night and going from house to house to get free liquor.
And you clank the pots and pans. I was just talking about that.
Exactly. It's true. You play the music, and if people turn on the light, once they turn on the light, it's done. We know you're in there, and you got to come out with something. You know, a lot of people are fake, like they were at home, but it was fun. Those were the best times, you know. Nowadays, I spend it more mellow, it's more family, more intimate, you know. So, but the greatest parties I remember was those as a kid in Puerto Rico.
You know what? I remember the same thing, and the parrandas were so great because you'd go to somebody's house, and you'd wake their ass up, and you'd make them get up and go to the next house with you. So by the time you finished the parranda, whoever's house you'd end up at was the biggest party, and that's what I actually really, really miss that. Living here in the United States, you don't get that. You don't get that.
You know what? We did 1 year. 1 year I got together with a folk group called Yerbabuena here. We did like five of them. You know, it was great.
Oh.
It was a great feeling, but it was cold. There was no parking. That did not work.
Hey, you know what? I saw an interview. Let me ask you this, because I saw an interview that you did recently, and you were talking about this. This I loved because I could totally relate. But you were talking about how when you were a kid, you used to go to the backyard, you used to pull the weeds, put them in a box, and put them under your bed for who? Tell me for who.
For the three kings.
For the camels.
For the camels. But, you know, for the camels and the three kings. And you have to put water as well, too, because the camels needed to drink water. So you have to feed the camels and give them water. It was ridiculous.
It's funny how a kid actually believes that camels walk through the front door, go into your bedroom, go under your bed.
It's actually worse than Santa.
Yeah, I think it is worse. At least Santa, there's some fathoming, you know, a fat guy coming down the chimney. You don't put a fire. You at least let him get down there. He's got his reindeer on the roof. It's okay. But the camels actually come in our house.
They never. It was hilarious. I remember 1 year my mother sent me out to the woods to get weeds, and I got stung by a bee. It was the worst Christmas ever. I think she feel real guilty after that. We never did it after that.
But let me ask you something. When you would leave the grass for the camels under your bed, would you get money?
No. We got a gift usually. You got money?
No, I'd get money. They'd leave like
cash. Unbelievable.
These are the three kings. They're rich.
I'm going to call them right now. I'm going to call my parents upstairs. You owe me a lot of money.
She owes you some money. You got to call your mother. You got to bring her on the show. That's what I can say.
You got
to. Oh, my God. And the other thing we were talking about was the grapes. I know you and I were texting about this the other day because I was like, we used to eat grapes at midnight. And I Googled it, and I don't know if you Googled it, but basically you're supposed to eat 12 grapes for each of the 12 months at midnight, and you're supposed to get good luck for the rest of the year. And, you know, for those of you this year who missed that little tidbit, you know, in time for the countdown, just eat a few chicharrones and wait for next year. But that's the deal with the grapes.
Just eat half a grape and wish you luck. Actually, you know what? I've never, ever heard of that until you actually told me about it. And I did Google it, and I read the same thing. Actually, 12 grapes in 12 seconds. It's like a contest at the same time. Did you read this? It's supposed
What's
to be
that?
Like the 12 seconds after, before the year, like 12 seconds before, like you'll go 12, 11, 10, 9, and you eat a grape, and you're supposed to eat the last grape by the time you bring in the new year.
I don't know about you, but I cannot eat a grape a second. I have to savor the grape.
I can imagine
I can drink
12
the equivalent of 12 grapes in a glass of wine in 12 seconds.
Yeah, right? That should be a good conference to hold, right?
Yeah, I think we should switch the tradition. I think we should switch the tradition. Okay, so let me ask you this. What projects do you have coming up? What do you want to push? Tell me what you're doing, what you're working on, and what our listeners should be looking for.
Well, basically I'm working on doing me, bringing me, making me funnier, actually traveling a lot, which is good. I'm also working on doing what we did when we did the comedy store with Kiki Melendez, the Spanish, you know. I've been working on Spanish, and I'm really, really tired of trying to tackle stand-up comedy in Spanish. I just got back from Puerto Rico. I did 3 shows out in Puerto Rico. Beautiful, beautiful, good. They received me very well. It was awesome. I'm planning to go back in March and just, you know, just keep on trying to hit the Spanish because that's a nice market that has not been tapped yet, you know, and I'm really looking forward to working and exploring those options that there is in that market. And other than that, you know, just, you know, keep on making them laugh in every little hole in the wall that I can find, everywhere that I could go.
Well, you're constantly performing out there in New York City, and I constantly see you on Facebook, and I think people should definitely follow you on Twitter, you know, and get to know you even better. And I'm really looking forward to working with you again. And, in fact, you know, we can talk about this offline, but definitely have some really, really great projects coming up this year, and I want you to come out to L.A. and be with me and work on comedy together. And I totally agree with you. I think we need to bring our craft to people in the United States in Spanish, because there's so many Spanish language, you know, Spanish speaking people here that want their comedy in Spanish. And even if you speak English all the time, you know, there's just a different flavor. In fact, Edgar, can you sign off your interview with a really good, like, Latino in Spanish kind of joke for us? Tell us something. Nothing like putting you on the spot.
That is too funny. Before I do that, I want to tell your listeners that they could also follow me on Twitter at Edgar the Comedian, Edgar the A Comedian. Instagram, please like my pictures. You know what, Pat? Yeah, since I joined Instagram, I'm like I'm a freak. Like, I'm begging pictures. Why don't you like my pictures? What's wrong with you? You know?
Oh, my God.
It's like I'm so hooked on Instagram now that, like, if you don't like my pictures, I don't even like you anymore. And I get these people who have no pictures and they got 3,000 friends. I'm like, what is going on? You know, what am I doing wrong? But follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Edgar the Comedian, or Facebook, Edgar Rivera Comedy, and YouTube, Edgar Rivera. Follow me. Google me. Google it.
And, I'm going to Google you. I got your
Google,
number.
Google me. Yo, hit me up on Facebook. Poke me. Only females. Only females. And
Googlealo. Googlealo.
Google it. So
all right, my love.
We gotta keep it clean, right? We gotta keep it clean.
No, you gotta keep it clean. Keep it clean. My
keep
it clean comedy style has to stay true to that. Keep it clean.
All right.
All right, Edgar. Listen.
Uh-huh.
Thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate your time today. We'll be right back with more Jackie's Vida Loca.
Go ahead, Jackie. Vida Loca.
Listen to Easy Way Broadcasting shows powered by WTVNetworks.com every day of the week on Blog Talk Radio with celebrity hosts Eric Zulli, Shane Sparks, Sarah Winchester, Rick Rosman, and Mo Egger. Easy Way Broadcasting is the hottest place for music, sports, celebrity gossip, advice, and insider tips. Follow at Easy Way Broadcast. Call Easy Way Broadcasting Shows with your questions and comments at 914-338-1303.
Hey, 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 we're back on Jackie's Vida Loca. All right, so did you know that everybody's doing it the easy way, everybody who's anyone in Hollywood, that is. By easy, I mean social media guru Eric Zulli. He is the Hollywood it guy. He's done over 2,000 celebrity interviews. I think you need to tune into Easy Way Broadcasting and Eric Zulli's Easy Talk on Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And Eric, are you there?
I am. I'm trying to enhance my energy right now to keep up with you, girl. Dang.
Are you saying I'm out of control?
Wait, hold on. I gotta give myself a round of applause. I'm giving everybody else one. Hold on, wait. Hey, I'm here, guys. What's up?
That is a massive studio audience you got there, Eric.
Yeah, you know they follow me everywhere. It's, you know, you can actually rent them for like I think $100. You go on studioaudience.com, and then everywhere you go, when you want it, you just hear the sounds. That's pretty cool.
I love it. So, what do you think of my Vida Loca show?
I think it's awesome. I think you have a lot of energy, and I think that one of these days you'll be able to keep up with me and my show, and I think that, no, I'm just kidding, but I think that people are really going to I was laughing. I was listening to it, and you had some chuckles here and there. Some of the things you were saying was definitely funny, and I could definitely see how you're a comedian, and you have so many wonderful accomplishments, and shout-outs to Tina Turman for bringing you to the table. We're glad to have you.
Yay, Tina. We love Tina. But anyway, tell our listeners about Easy Talk.
Well, Easy Talk is a really cool show. I am just like you. You're a crazy Latina that tells everybody all your wonderful stories. I'm a crazy guy in Hollywood that tells people wonderful stories and talks about opportunities and how to make money on the internet and how to network and, you know, just the whole easy way to success type stuff. And I have a segment called Opportunity Time where I bring my industry pupils and associations that actually have influence, I guess you could say, and they come on. Like we have Roz Taylor Jordan from America's Got Talent and Fremantle USA, and then you know producers and different things. So we try to open up contests and opportunities for people to succeed their goals and dreams. And like for instance, we did a show where you know everybody wants to get on America's Got Talent with NBC with Nick Cannon and all the wonderful judges.
Mm-hmm.
And we put, if you called into the show, we basically, Roz, which is the supervising casting director of the show, will actually put you on the top of the stack as far as the auditions.
Wow.
And that's pretty cool, yeah.
That's hot. That's amazing.
Yeah, we've had some producers and stuff and different people. So there are some, I will say this, there are some really cool, influential producers and people in the industry that are definitely listening to the show and are always listening for a new talent or a new situation, writers, producers, anything, you name it, whatever you're trying to do, I am the dot connector. I know a lot of people. So we do Opportunity Time. And then we also have a segment called Hollywood Secrets with another person that Tina Turman brought to the table, Patricia Shipp, which is the lead reporter for the National Enquirer. So you can get all those cool Hollywood secrets that, you know, you get it on my show and then you get it on the National Enquirer. And man, she's got some gossip.
Oh, I love it. I've met her, and she is a really interesting lady. I'll tell you that. She has got some stories.
She is.
Well, this is great, Eric. Thanks so much for giving me the opportunity to be on Easy Way Broadcasting. I am just having the time of my life here on our first show. This is going to be the first of many, and we're very excited. We got some great shows lined up for you, but I really do appreciate the opportunity, and we're just going to continue here with the show today. We have our upcoming guest is Kiki Melendez. She is a pioneer in the Latina comedy world. She started so many projects herself that are now mainstream in Hispanic comedy, and so she's going to be joining us in just a few minutes. But before we get to that, you know how we've been talking about these crazy Latino rituals, right? Okay, here's one for you. Sweep out the negativity. So if 2012 brought you nothing but problems, suffering, and tears, then it's time to sweep out all that negativity out of your home. Here's what they say. Just take a broom to the front door and start sweeping toward the street. And in my case, I'm going to be sweeping toward the nasty neighbors next door. They'll just think I'm cleaning as usual. Happy 2013. Oh, my God, they'll never know what hit them. Anyway, We, like I mentioned, have Kiki Melendez. She is on standby. She's going to be joining us in just a minute. But before we get into, before we bring her on board, let me tell you a little bit about Kiki Melendez, okay? She is an actress, writer, producer, host, and creator of Kiki Melendez Hot Tamales Live, which is a show that I was in for 6 years at the Comedy Store. It's a talent showcase that celebrates diversity in America through performances by comics, sketch artists, and dancers. And under her guidance, Hot Tamales Live has a critically acclaimed premiere debut day. They've been on Showtime television, and have had many, many runs on Showtime. Kiki is... her goal in life is to, unite all of humanity through laughter, and she's doing it by all of these amazing projects. She got her start in radio, so she is actually one of us. She got her start in radio in New York and L.A., transitioned to TV on Galavision with a show with her namesake, Kiki Desde Hollywood. She has starred in roles in award-winning movies such as Day Shift and National Lampoon's Cattle Call. She's appeared on numerous TV shows such as the HBO Tracy Ullman Show, and she's been on Lifetime Strong Medicine and the Steve Harvey Show. And she closed the HBO Comedy Festival. I mean, this woman has done so many things, written, directed, produced, and started a number of film projects, but now she is promoting her docu-comedy, The Journey of a Female Comic, and she's going to tell us all about it. I could go on forever telling you about her credits, but I would like to introduce you to her. Do we have Kiki on standby? TikTok. Okay, let me tell you some more about Kiki. Kiki is a dear, dear friend, and today is a very, very special day in her life. We remember Matilde, her mother, who used to cook for all of us. She was just a smiling, smiling face, and she was just such a dear, dear heart, and today is a very special day because today is the day we remember her. She passed 2 years ago, and everybody cried that day. So we remember Matilde as we welcome Kiki to the show. Let's take a caller before Kiki comes on to see if we have anything special we want to ask of her. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Do we have a caller on the line?
Yeah, absolutely, cousin.
Hey, is this David?
It is.
Oh, my God. Let me introduce everybody to David Garcia. He is the funniest cousin I have, and he's joining us on the show today. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, so David. Oh, you are so sweet. Thank you so much. You are just lovely.
I got a question of you real quick.
What?
You got grapes?
What? You didn't get grapes on yours?
No, I got hazelnuts and not even a nutcracker. They give me a hammer.
Oh, my God. And those are really, really tough to crack.
Yes.
Well, maybe that's why your tooth chipped.
No. The tooth chipped because you kicked me in it.
Wait, you gotta clarify this. You gotta clarify this for our listeners because then they're gonna think I was really a bully when we were growing up.
Hang on. First,
David Garcia is my little cousin. He's younger by only a few years, but we grew up together and we did everything together. And I was a little mischievous growing up, a little. And David, was unfortunately where I would unleash my mischief. So now you can tell the karate chop story.
You mean the recipient of your mischief? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe.
What happened was I was taking karate lessons and, come home and practice. And at the time we were staying at your house. But one day you told me that, that's so easy. I can do that. And I said, sure, come on. And... You kicked me in the face.
Trying a karate chop.
You broke a tooth. By the way, every so often I have to go get it fixed.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. And that,
God.
It's an ongoing reminder of how wonderful you kick.
How much you love me.
Absolutely.
Do you remember the Christmas... Do you remember the Christmas holidays at my house when my mom would have, the huge turkey, the huge pernil, we would all get together? Do you remember Abuela?
Yes, I do.
What can you tell our listeners about her?
I didn't like to go shopping with her. That's all. I mean, we would go to the mall, and it was like an outing to like Disney World. We would leave in the morning, and we would see every single store, every single store. By the time it was 6 o'clock at night, they were kicking us out, and she hadn't bought a thing. I loved her, but man, when my mom would say, "Let's go shopping with Grandma," oh my God, I would hide. I would plead. I would cry. And no matter what I did, I would end up in the mall, going back and forth. Oh, and I hated Woolworths. Woolworths had way too many things. Way too many things for her to look at. She would never get out of it.
That was so funny. And we would always go with my abuela Felicita, and Teresita,
right,
which was one of our aunts, one of our many aunts,
right,
but she would always go with us. And Teresita had a habit of pronouncing all of the names of the English products, trying to pronounce them in English, but she couldn't speak English. So it was just, like, hysterical watching her try to pronounce all these English words, like fixy. Oh, my God, it was so funny.
Well, the best one is Vicks Vaporub. They would, I didn't even know what it was. I mean, you know, they would say Vicks Vaporub, and I would say, what? And it was Vicks Vapor Rub. And
oh, my.
It's Vicks Vapor Rub, and to this day, every time I see a little thing of Vicks Vapor Rub, all I can think of is Vicks Vaporub.
And do you know what Happy Birthday to You is?
Well... Yes, it was sung to me very many times, although I didn't know what it was.
Can you sing it now?
I couldn't understand it. I'm sorry?
Can you sing it now?
Let's sing it
in honor of our grandmother. Even if it is a holiday-themed show, we could talk about birthdays.
I'm already having a lot of fun with the technology, because I'm not technology-challenged. I am actually technology gets really mad at me, and it stops working. I currently have my phone looking at me, but I'm actually calling from somebody else's phone, because I can't get my phone to work. One of the reasons why I don't get an iPhone is because I think Siri will yell at me, so I won't ever buy an iPhone.
Oh, I love Siri, but sometimes she does get a little pissed off, Siri, you know? It's like, you know, sometimes she really just has these very high expectations of you when you're trying to just ask her to do something.
Yeah, she gets really snooty, and I can almost see her eyebrow raising, and I just don't want to deal with that. So, I stay to my Android, and that's it.
Do you think Siri is Latina?
I don't know, but I think that I'm going to try to talk to her in Spanish and see what happens.
I think, you know, it would be great. I don't think Apple has this capability, but I think it would be great if we could, like, do dictation into these phones in Spanish. I think it's about time Apple gets with the program.
Well, wouldn't it be called Manzana then?
Yeah, it would be called Manzana. And
you
know
go.
What? I think some celebrity named her kid that.
Really?
Wait, didn't
Are
Gwyneth Paltrow name her kid Manzana?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
is
her kid's name is Apple, but in the Latin community we call her Manzana.
See, I don't keep up with stuff like that. I'm over here in this little town where actually nothing happens. I'm serious. And you were talking about parrandas earlier. I can't do that here. I'd end up not alive, I'm telling you. Cause
why?
Why?
You live in like where do you live?
Fort Myers, Cape.
Fort Myers.
Cape Coral.
I was going to say Lake Worth. No, not Lake Worth. Fort Myers.
Fort Myers, Cape Coral. You have to talk like this, you know. And right,
you know, we have cousins that moved to the South, David. We have cousins that moved to the South, and they talk like this. And I don't
even
recognize them anymore. You know who they are, right?
Absolutely. And when I first moved here, somebody came up, and I didn't know the difference between – I mean, I always called them lollipops, but I guess people here call them suckers. I used to work for the bank, and we used to have a bunch of lollipops out on the whatever – you know, in the lobby, and people would come up and get their lollipops and leave. But one time we ran out of lollipops. Well, you know, there was this customer and came in and you know, looking for the lollipops, didn't find any lollipops, but comes up to me and says, "Hey, where are all the suckers?" And I said, "There's one every minute. Just hold on." I got in trouble for that.
Did you get fired?
No, I didn't get fired, but I got a stern talking. You know, they talked to me and they said, they speak a little bit differently over here. I said, no, really? They asked me one time if they could give them a loan for a motorcycle. I said, a motorcycle? Yeah, a motorcycle. You know, a motorcycle, a Harley Davidson. I said, a motorcycle. Yes, a motorcycle.
Jeez. That's so funny. Well, you know I'm married to a Southern boy, right? You know my husband comes from a place called Cairo, Georgia. And Cairo is really spelled like Cairo, C-A-I-R-O, but they pronounce it Cairo. And that's how they say it. And when he's in Hollywood, he's like Joe. I mean, he's been in the business, you know, the business, entertainment business for like 25 years. So he's here and he's totally Joe cool. He gets to the South and he's like, hi, grandmother. I'm like, I don't even recognize this guy. He goes totally Southern on me. He wants to eat peach pie and pecan pie and all this stuff. I mean, but here he's like, where are the platanitos?
Well, I'm currently dating somebody that's from the South. And one time she tells me that we were getting ready to go someplace, and I come in to the bathroom. I said, baby, you done yet? She goes, pert near. I go, what? Pert near. I go, what does that mean? I'm almost done. I said, wouldn't you say that? I didn't understand what was that? You said pert near.
I don't understand these Southern people. I don't know. I understand the crazy things Latinos say, but I don't understand the Southern vernacular too much.
Well, listen, we
don't speak English.
No, we don't speak English, but you know what? You know what? We have to be careful because not all Spanish dialects are the same. I mean, we could be saying something in our, you know, the way that we were raised talking, you know, in Puerto Rico, and then say something, and somebody else, like from Cuba or from Mexico, are sitting there going, oh, my God, he's so, like,
He's so disrespectful. Yeah.
He's so disrespectful.
Well, you know what? There was an ad once. American Airlines ran an ad. This was years ago. They ran an ad, a double truck newspaper ad that said sentados en cuero, right? And sentados en cuero literally translates to sitting on leather. It implies you're sitting on leather seats. Well, all the Cubans in Miami were in a complete uproar because sentados en cuero to them meant sitting in those seats completely naked. You know what en cuero means, right? Totally nude.
Yes, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
So they thought it was really funny that you could go on an airline and sit completely nude in first class.
Listen, I can't even tell you the things that happened to me when I first moved to Miami and speaking Puerto Rican Spanish as opposed to Cuban Spanish. I don't think they'll let me say that on the radio. So, but let me tell you, I got in a lot of trouble.
I bet you got into a lot of trouble. Well, listen, David. Thank you so much for calling into my show today. Thank you so much for loving me and for being such a great cousin. And to all of the rest of my relatives and loved ones, thank you so much for participating in the show. I know you're out there. I know you're listening today and wishing us all well. And, David, let's definitely catch up this new year and stay connected, okay?
Absolutely. Say hi to Titi. Tell her I love her very much. And I'll be listening to you every week.
All right. Hey, listen. Are you slacking off by listening to me? Are you supposed to be doing something else?
No, I'm off. I'm off of work.
All right, good. Just checking.
No. But even if I was, even if I had to say to them, hey, listen, my beautiful cousin is in California right now, and she's has her own radio show. This is great. I need to listen. They'll understand. Not really.
All right.
But they'll understand.
All right. All right. Just checking. Just making sure you're staying straight and narrow there. All right.
Okay.
Talk to you later, David. Bye. Love you.
All right.
All right, everybody. So as I promised, we now have Kiki Melendez on standby. Our Latina comedy pioneer is ready to talk to us, and we have some many, many questions for her. So I want to welcome to the show Kiki Melendez, my mentor, my comedy guru. Kiki, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I feel like we should be breaking some kind of bottle of champagne over your head or somewhere.
Well, I got a bottle of champagne in my cooler right now. It's waiting for you. As long as you promise not to break it over my head, you can come and share it with me.
Congrats on your
How
new
have
show.
You been? Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being on our first show. You know, you mean the world to me, you and your mom as well, and your family. And I said this before. I don't know if you were listening, but I said it before. Today's a really, really special day and an important day for us because we remember your beautiful mom, Matilde. And, you know, she just holds
a special
place.
I know. I was, like,
place.
Freaking out last night. I said, oh, my God, I can't believe that tomorrow is the second year. You know, it feels so bizarre that – it's already been 2 years, and then I'm on the show with you, which is so bizarre, you know? She's
on this
so,
particular day.
You.
Isn't that unbelievable? Her mom
yeah,
was just
she was like, she loved
a shining
you, like,
light.
You were her daughter, yeah.
I know, and I still, you know, I wrote this on your Facebook page. I still feel like she's like a little guardian angel, that she just guides us the right way, and she always had the best wishes for us. So, Matilde, I know you're in heaven, and I know you love us, and we miss you very much.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah,
like
so
that,
listen.
That picture I found of her cooking over the stove.
Oh, oh my God, it is so typical. This picture was Matilde in the kitchen, flipping over a yuca that she was frying, a friturita de yuca, and she just had the sweet. That's the sweet face she had all the time, though.
I know, it was so cool. I was so happy I was able to find that and put it up, you know. But speaking of lighter things, I'm you know starting off the new year. Thank God and. I'm excited because I've kept all of my New Year's resolutions, so I'm
all
really
right.
proud of myself, and I'm expecting some kind of award, you know, some kind of like, ding, 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 you won.
This is your reward.
But nothing's
you
happening. I'm like, okay,
show.
I did it. What's next?
Well, tell us what one of your New Year's resolutions was that you have still kept.
Well, let's see. There's so many, okay? I decided to drink more water because right now all I drink is coffee and wine, so that's a problem.
Well, there's water in coffee and wine, so not so bad.
And I decided to, like, go to the gym every day, which I've done so far.
Oh,
I've been
my
to
God.
The gym every day. I decided to also spend more time with my family, turn off the phones, and, like, have dinner and have more, you know, family time. And I'm really proud because I've been doing that so far. So, you know, I think I've done a lot of good stuff.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, you've done a lot of stuff that you should be very proud of. And one thing I want to talk about today is your movie, The Journey of a Female Comic. This film is not only a labor of love. It's dedicated to your beautiful mom, Matilde, but it's also, you know, you're a pioneer in making this docu-comedy. And I want you to tell our listeners about it.
Well, you know, it's really funny because it has a lot of different levels, and there was something that was happening today that is exactly what I'm talking about. You know, Latinos in America do not have the opportunities either in the Latino market or the general market that we should have because, for example, Univision, Telemundo, all the Spanish networks, they do not really give us opportunities to create shows here in the United States because it's so much cheaper to buy it elsewhere. And so we end up, sin pito y sin flauta, like we end up not getting hired in the general market because they feel, oh, there's so many Spanish language networks. Latinos don't need work from us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same time, you know, the Latin networks are buying all their programming from other countries because it's much cheaper. And this is happening all the time. Like, I don't know. There's a movie out right now. I think it's about the it's about a Latino family, and there's a Latino director that was hired to do this movie. I forgot the name of it. I'm sorry, but I think it's about the you know, the tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
yeah, The Impossible
okay.
with Naomi. Oh God, what's her name? Yeah, I know exactly the movie you're talking
right.
about.
Right, and there's a
the
big
Impossible.
Controversy. Yeah, there's a big controversy today because they hired a Latino director, and he was quoted as saying, "You know, yes, this was about this happened to a Latino family, but he didn't want to pigeonhole the movie to Latinos, so he hired general market, you know, or white actors to play this Latino
God,
family."
God, that's ridiculous.
And all the Latinos are so upset right now because we're like, "My God, you know, we get." Very little opportunities, and then when we do have stories, for example, Ben Affleck is playing apparently some Mexican, you know, folklore hero.
Yeah, he's playing Tony, the CIA agent that brought all those hostages back from Iran. I saw the movie Argo was really great, but yeah, he's playing a Latino. Why couldn't they hire a Latino?
Exactly. So, you know, we are going through a really hard time because we can't seem to find our voice, and we can't seem to find the opportunities in this country, but yet the people that are supporting the market, the people that are buying the products, the people that have the billion-dollar buying power is Latinos in America, not in Mexico,
mm-hmm.
not in Dominican Republic, not in Cuba, not in Puerto Rico. The ones here in America are the ones that are making the money, electing the presidents, and making the choices and making these corporations rich and watching. The Nielsen numbers don't come from the Latinos in Mexico. They come from Latinos in America. And
absolutely.
So I feel that there is such a, you know, I'm trying to sort of be the voice of Latinos in America through this documentary. But what I like about it is that I'm doing it in a very lighthearted way. I'm not blaming the white folk, and I'm not trying to say that. I'm trying to say there's a problem, and
mm-hmm.
it's not just white people against Latinos or anything like that. It's also Latinos against Latinos. It's also Latin networks that need to be responsible, you know, and give us opportunities for us here. So I think that's why the movie's doing so great with the audiences, because it's in a very funny way. I'm making a very important, you know, point for Latinos
right.
in America.
No, absolutely. And, you know, this movie is a very funny movie, and it's a movie about your journey in Hollywood. But also, you have been able to get some really, really big stars that sort of have been speaking on your behalf and sort of waving the Kiki flag in this movie. And I think that's just amazing, some of the people that have come forward for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great. I mean, you're in it, too. We recreated a role, something. Everything in the doc is real, like it really happened to me. And I just feel there are so many funny things that have happened to me in my career, okay, that is hilarious. And I decided that I wanted to really be honest with those things, because that's what makes the movie so funny, because these are really, really word-for-word things that happened to me. And
right.
I just put them in the back of my mind and sort of kept writing a script. You know what I mean? And I said, one
mm-hmm.
day I'm going to do a movie like, you know, Private Parts or something like that, where it's like a docu-comedy where you actually get to, you know, and it happened. It was a dream, and I can't believe I was able to make it happen. But there's so many other things that happened to me. Like just recently, I had these huge investors that were, you know, showing me that they had like $398 million in the bank, you know, and
wow.
they were going to finance one of my products, you know, one of my projects. And then they told me about this, you know, woman that was a healer. And if I went to her, she doesn't charge anything, blah, blah, blah. And
uh-huh.
somehow I ended up believing this, and I end up going to the healer with them. And when I get there at the end of the session, they're like, okay, you know, next time you need to come tomorrow with $250 and a pair of your underwear. I mean, this really happened to me. And I'm like, darn it, I just finished my movie. This could have been so perfect for my movie. And at that point, I realized these people aren't going to finance me. They're full of shit. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, oh, my God, it's constantly happening. It's constantly funny things where you trust and you believe in the dream and it's going to happen and you meet people like this. And so I wanted to put it in a movie. You know, along with making some political, or now I wouldn't say a political statement. I would say a social statement or of some kind.
Right. Yeah. Just a broad statement about what you've observed and what needs to be right.
Exactly. And so, with that said, I'm very, very proud of the movie. I'm currently working on a very good distribution opportunity for the movie, where it will help me to get it out there in a big way, so that people across the country can see it. So I am praying that goes through. And everybody's asking me, when can I see it? So I think it has a buzz. It definitely has a buzz, and I'm getting very close to announcing when and where people can see it.
Absolutely. I can't wait to be one of the first to see it. You know, we were very close to you in the making of this movie. My mom is in it. I know you've been talking to us for years about it. I know it's near and dear to your heart, and it is something of, you know, a project that's never really been done in Hollywood. So I'm so proud of you for that and for taking a stance and kind of representing all of us in your
yeah,
film.
Yeah, no, we
so.
Need to, because we have too much talent out there that is not working. That's my concern. You know, that's what makes me really frustrated, is that we have so much talent that isn't working because of the opportunities. And, you know, but it's not only just Latinos. I mean, you know, the business has changed tremendously. When I first got to Hollywood in, you know, 1998, or I don't remember if it was 96 or 98, I can't remember anymore. I mean, you would be, if you had talent, it was golden. You would be discovered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People would really, I had like, I went from radio to NBC. I had an NBC deal within months, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it just isn't like that anymore. It's very difficult, you know, to get all the way to the top there, to get greenlit, to sell a show now. If you're not like an A-list celebrity, you're talking about it's probably easier to win the lottery.
Well, let's play the lottery. Let's not stop playing the lottery. Hey, listen, you know, one of the things, the way we actually met was through our moms, but the way we started working together was with the Hot Tamales. And for me, that show will always hold a very special place. I know I performed with you guys for 6 years at the Comedy Store, but you started long before I showed up with Eva. And
mm-hmm.
And now you're talking about a TV series. Tell us a little bit about that before we wrap up the show.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure we get that out there to our listeners.
Yeah, we're working with a big studio now to create sort of like a traveling, you know, thing. And it's going to be really, really funny, and it's going to be hilarious. And we're in the very beginning stages of development. And we're hoping to get it out there, hopefully by later this year. And hopefully we'll be on the air by September. So we're going to be working really hard on that. And finally, after so many years of working this project, I had specials on Showtime. And now my goal is to get a series on a regular basis. So that is, you know, what I'm working on right now.
Well, wonderful. Well, we'll be keeping our fingers crossed for you and for all of us. You are an amazing, amazing force to be reckoned with, and you're taking Hollywood by storm. And I'm very, very proud of the work that you're doing, and I'm just so happy that that you could join us here on our first show. Tune in every week, Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 to 8 p.m., 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern, to hear more from our guests. Kiki, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yes, and I put it on Twitter, at Kiki Melendez, so you are there. Hopefully everyone's going to listen all the time, and I really think you're going to do a great job. You're such a radio. You have a great voice, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
And, hey, aren't you going to ask me what I didn't get for Christmas that I really wanted?
Yeah, I thought you didn't want me to ask any questions about Christmas, but let's do it.
No,
tell me
I
what
really
you didn't
wanted
get.
To tell you what I really wanted that I didn't get. I didn't get the replacement diamond for my ring, my engagement ring that fell out.
All right, let me tell you what you need to do. What you need to do for next year, so
I
you can get the
replacement
ring.
Diamond.
Wait a minute. I got all these superstitious things in front of me. I can give you a little bit of advice on that. If you want to get the replacement ring for next year, you got to wear your underwear inside out on New Year's Eve next year.
And give
That's
it to a psychic,
say.
Right?
Exactly. And then go back to that healer.
All
right,
oh, my
girl,
God.
Thanks
well,
so
listen,
much.
Good luck, manita, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
All right, same here. I'll call
you
soon. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys, so listen, we're going to be wrapping this up, but I tell you what, we have a caller on the line. We'd like to take the call and see what people have in store. Who do we have?
My name is Sean. I'm from Texas.
Hey, Sean from Texas. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I love this show. Easy Way Broadcasting is my favorite. I listen to it every week. I can't get enough of it. My wife Jenny and I just can't stop listening. She ain't here today. She's at the shopping mall. But wow.
She's at the shopping mall, and you're on the phone with the online radio? You should be looking at your credit card bill.
No, I beat myself every day with my own alligator foot boots. And I'm thinking, wow. This show is just amazing, though, and I'm stoked to be on the show right now. I never thought I'd be able to get up on this thing. I never knew that.
Well, thank you so much for patiently waiting. We had our interview with Kiki, and I wanted to make sure we got through that. But I'm glad that you're on the show, and I'm glad that you're a fan of our show, and I hope you listen up every week. Do you know when the show is every week? Jackie's Vida Loca, can you tell our fans, please?
Jackie's La Vida Loca is on every week on Easy Way Broadcasting at 3 p.m., don't miss it, on blogtalkradio.com.
Hey, Sean, let me ask you a question. Have you ever thought about a career in radio with that voice?
Oh, my. Don't make an old man blush.
Oh my God. I'm just loving your accent. I just love to do your accent. I want to do your accent my entire show, the next show, if I can do it.
Well, you know what, Jackie? You give me your info. I'll train you how to do it on the house, on my radio house.
Well, listen, when your wife gets home, you tell her that you did all the chores she asked you to do. You tell her that you were very, very good, and ask her if she bought you something. And if not, you send her straight back to the mall to get you a present because you sound like a really, really sweet guy. And I hope that you call in again next week. Our theme for next week is Latina beauty. And so what I'd like you to do all this week, Sean, is research Latina beauty and come back on the show and tell me what you've learned because we're going to compare notes. I'm really excited about this show. As you can see, we have some fans already. We're going to get a lot of you following us on Twitter so you can see what we're up to all week. It's Jackie's Vida Loca. You can email me at jackiesvidaloca@gmail.com. And, of course, we have a page on Facebook that you can be friends with and like. I mean, we're just trying to hit all the spots to make sure that we're staying connected with you. So, Sean, thanks so much for calling in. Guys, thanks so much for listening today. You know, this was a really big deal, and I really appreciate all of the folks that tuned in and had fun with us. We're looking forward to next week, Thursdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern. We got Johnny Ray Rodriguez coming up on January 17th. We got another super surprise guest that you're going to love. The theme is Latino beauty. Get your Latina Vida Loca going, and I'll talk to you next week.
Adios, everybody. Join me again next Thursday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, for the craziest Latino mommy on Jackie's Vida Loca.